Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests. And if you're out across America, why, we would welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us today David Bay. Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, we had a wonderful time, thank you, and I hope you did as well. And
yes, we did. Had lots of family. Still have them, as a matter of fact.
Right, in fact. Well, we actually did a program yesterday afternoon. I was surprised. People were out there across America listening to it, so it's encouraging to know that even on Thanksgiving, they, at least some people were listening, although we did shut down last night. Well, anyway, David has an organization. It's on the website. It's called cuttingedge.org. And he's on the front lines of trying to teach people basically the same thing we're trying to teach them, and that is we're involved in a spiritual battle, and he gets into the Illuminati. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Illuminati did live. It still exists today at the upper echelons of the world occult movement. And if anybody would like to document that, I mean, we've got the speech that was given back in the 1790s by the president of Yale University talking about the Illuminati, the letters George Washington wrote about the Illuminati, even something that came from the Jefferson collection talking about the Clintonian Illuminati, written about 1802. The Illuminati has always been here, but then there have always been these secret and occult societies, and of course they leave their emblems hidden in plain sight, and most people are too naive to understand, or even
like the back of your dollar bill,
like
right?
The back of the dollar bill, and the occult emblem on your television screen when you turn on CBS and you see the little eye there. All of these things are long-standing occult emblems, and you'll see them so many places. In fact, I'm sure you're well acquainted with Kathy Burns' book. If you haven't read the book, Freemasonic and Occult Symbols and Signs, you really need to get it, and you'll begin to recognize that they're all around you, as I said, hidden in plain sight. Well, what's the latest thing that you're concerned about that you've written on, David?
Well, I think that we should talk about the latest outrage coming from President Bush, and that is the naming of none other than Henry Kissinger to be the head of the 9/11 review committee.
Well, of course, if anybody has any question at all that they want to conceal the truth, that should certainly remove that.
Well, you know, I felt a sense of historical deja vu when I heard that, because I could only think back to the Warren Commission and the tremendous whitewash job that commission did, and it was totally staffed with Illuminati figures.
Well, of course, the president refused to allow this commission. The president refused to allow a commission to find out what really happened on September 11th unless he picked the chair of the person, and guaranteed by doing that we would never find out the truth. Why? Well, because somebody ordered that there were not to be any planes to intercept the hijacked planes.
Right.
Somebody, of course, told the FBI not to do anything until after the attack, and yet within hours of the attack, the FBI was swarming all over the homes, the restaurants where the hijackers lived, the homes where they lived, the schools where they went. How did they know within hours of the attack where these hijackers were from? They had no idea who the hijackers were even then. But, of course, you can't really understand what happened unless you understand that this was allowed to happen to bring us into the war with Afghanistan and then the war with Iraq. And
well,
then,
it was more than allowed. It was caused by the Illuminati, planned, carried out by the Illuminati.
All right, fine. Why don't you pick up and tell the story, David?
Well, I once read that former President Clinton loved to be investigated, because he knew that he could control the people doing the investigation. And when people, you know, when the investigating team, who is, you know, being controlled secretly by Clinton himself, when they investigated and then issued a report exonerating him, then Clinton was untouchable, you know, on that point or on that matter from that point on. It was like it was as good as having a vaccination.
Well, of course, the thing was that when the House impeached the president, and then they took him over to the Senate, and here these 10 members from the House of Representatives were there for the meeting with the senators, so they could have the full trial. And Trentlott said, we're not going to investigate. You're not going to do anything. You've got 3 days, and you can present one or two witnesses. And it became very obvious that Trentlott had no intention of investigating or impeaching or trying the President of the United States. And, of course, if you read David Shepherd's book, A Sellout, you get this feeling of total frustration and betrayal. But, of course, nobody's picked up on the fact that Trentlott is a 33rd-degree Mason.
Right. I wrote an article saying, you know, right after the Senate found him, innocent, It was entitled a Masonic-led Congress impeached Clinton. I mean, exonerated Clinton. It is exactly. It wasn't just Trentlott either. There were a number of Freemasons involved in this whole thing.
Arlen Specter, of course, Senator Arlen Specter, who had actually been the counsel for the Warren Commission, who sold the American people on the magic bullet and was rewarded by becoming a United States Senator. He was a Republican, but he voted with the Democrats not to impeach the president because he is a 33rd-degree Mason as well. And when you understand the Masonic control over our legislative bodies and our courts, and yes, many times even the presidency, then you can begin to understand why things happen. And without that, none of it makes sense.
Right. None of it makes sense unless you understand that. That's so important. And so, you know, we come to this commission here, which is going to be nothing more than a whitewash of the government. At the very least, it's going to be they're going to hide enough key details that no one will really understand what is going on. But all the time that Bush was saying he opposed this commission, I think that was just posturing on his part, because he knew that the final authority would be given to him
to conceal the truth about what happened.
Right.
We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Well, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning systems. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure Allicin garlic extract? You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to remind our listeners out there that this would be an excellent, excellent time to begin laying in a supply of foods and emergency supplies, because if we go to war with Iraq, which, of course, George Bush is intent upon doing, then, of course, the Iraqis have said that they will attack America with biological weapons. We would have nothing to fear if we did not go to war. It's amazing how many Americans are just champing at the idea, well, we're going to go to war and nothing's going to happen. We're going to kill a lot of Iraqis, but nothing will ever happen here in America. Well, if you think that maybe you better be making preparation, let me suggest you get hold of Ready Reserve Foods. Give them a call at 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. And remember, men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and few Americans are really opposing what's going on as far as the war today. Well, let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited. They had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated. They were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this afternoon is David Bay, and I know it was just the other morning, and I was sitting at the dining room table going through some papers, and I heard a scream from my from the room where my wife was working, and I wondered what had happened. I thought maybe it was a mouse or a boa constrictor or something like that, or a tarantula that had, we used to have tarantulas here when we first moved in. We haven't seen any for many years, and of course, she came out just shaking her head, and she said, "You'd never guess who the president has just picked to head the commission to investigate to see what the president knew about the attack on the World Trade Center. Who do you think he picked?" And I said, "Well, Jimmy Carter." And she said, "You're close." And then she said, "Henry Kissinger." Well, anybody who knows anything about Henry Kissinger knows that, of course, he has betrayed our country over and over again, and certainly is one of, in fact, many of the people in the world community would like to try him for war crimes,
right,
for authorizing the murders of the communists after the overthrow of Allende, the same thing in Guatemala. But even more pointed is an article that appears in West Magazine we have that talks about Marie Strong's center, La Baca, in Colorado, this 200,000-acre little place he has where the occultists from all over the world meet on a regular basis. And who do you think goes to that on a regular basis? Why, of course, Robert McNamara, who sent our boys to fight and die in the sacrificial battle in Vietnam, never, of course, to be allowed to even try to win, just to fight and die. And then, of course, his good friend, Henry Kissinger. If there was any question in the minds of the American people of where the president is really coming from, or the fact he is trying to cover up what was known about September 11th, which justifies our coming war with Iraq, it is the appointment of Henry Kissinger, a longtime appointment or employee of the Rockefeller family that is deeply involved in the occult. In fact, as we listen to our programs regularly, you know that the Rockefellers, they purchased the land for which the United Nations building stands today. Lawrence Rockefeller published Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, or his Endowment for the Humanities, published a book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, that talks about the necessity of killing a quarter of the world's population. And if you read the text of that, you got our syllabus, or you'd like to get her exact words. What she's talking about is talks about killing the Christians, the quarter of the world's population that will have to be eliminated. And as she said, "That's not your job, my dear, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse."
Right.
Yeah, taking
well, in fact, the Illuminati has targeted all monotheistic faiths to be totally annihilated.
Right. And people say that couldn't be true. I mean, this couldn't happen in America. I mean, this is crazy talk, but is it crazy talk?
It's revelation talk. It's end of the age talk. And certainly all of the signs indicate that we are headed in that direction.
Well, Barbara Marx Hubbard was actually quoting Revelation 6:8 when she talked about the necessity of killing a quarter of the population of the world. Get your Bible out and read Revelation 6:8. And if you want to get to her material, we'll be glad to send it to you. And, of course, this is the original original manuscript of her book, The Revelation, that the Lawrence Rockefeller actually, his Endowment for the Humanities, published. But certainly, tell us a little your view of Henry Kissinger's appointment to head this commission. Oh, this commission that's really going to tell the American people the truth.
Well, I think Kissinger's position in this is exactly what Bobby Kennedy's position was with Robert Kennedy. It was
Bobby Kennedy was Robert Kennedy.
John Kennedy. John knew that he had many, many skeletons in the closet. He knew that, you know, especially his sexual escapades, and he knew that he would be a high-profile candidate for these things, being made public. So the major reason he brought in Bobby as Attorney General was to squelch all investigations before they could get started. He was the man that was protecting the president's flank, and that's exactly what Henry Kissinger is doing. He's protecting the president's flank. You know, a lot of details, some of which may not be controlled, may come out in this so-called investigation. But the president President Bush can sleep at night because he knows his flank is being protected by that old warrior, Henry Kissinger.
One of the most dishonest people in our nation today. You can tell when Henry Kissinger's lying because his lips are moving. He has betrayed people. In fact, he had betrayed President Nixon, and I didn't like necessarily Nixon, but Nixon made the mistake of trusting Henry Kissinger. And of course, the whole Watergate incident came about because Kissinger kept going to Nixon saying, we can't trust anybody. They're watching us. We can't trust anybody here. We've got to set up some sort of a special unit. Why don't we set up something and I'll call it the plumbers and I'll pick the people, and then they can begin finding out who's leaking information. And, of course, it was the plumbers who went into the Watergate incident. And, right. Of course, that led to Richard Nixon's downfall.
Richard Nixon, Ralph Epperson has written a great book called The Unseen Hand. And in it, he details how Nixon really never was trusted by the Illuminati. And they wanted Nixon to be a one-term president. And he basically told them where they could go. And he set up a committee to run for re-election, and it wasn't very but just a couple of weeks later that the break-in at the Watergate occurred, and Henry Kissinger seemed to be the Illuminati mole inside that Nixon administration. He was there to report on what Nixon was doing, saying, what he was planning on, and keep him in line.
Well, what's so interesting, everybody wonders who the deep throat was that Bernstein and Woodward talked about. But, if you read their book on Nixon's final days, they have all these intimate conversations between Kissinger and Nixon that there were only the two of them in the room. Where do you think that they got the information? From Richard Nixon? Of course not. But, of course, nobody ever wants to suggest that Deep Throat was Henry Kissinger because, of course, he is a fair-haired boy of the establishment, of the Illuminati, of the group that really runs the world. And, of course, he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, board of directors. He's a Bilderberg. He's a trilateral commission. But more than that, he's deeply involved in the occult.
Yes, he is on the, according to some of the former Satanists, he is one of the members of the Council of Nine, on the major Illuminati occult ruling council.
Where did you get that fact? I've never heard that before.
Cisco Wheeler and Doc Marquis both said that.
All right, fine.
Now, but the thing that surprised me about Henry Kissinger is that I thought he had been pretty discredited to the majority of the Christian, of the Americans. He became the face of the war in Vietnam. And as that war became ever more unpopular, and we launched our forays into Cambodia and Laos, Kissinger was at the forefront of all that. And when Nixon, as Nixon began to twist in the wind, Henry Kissinger seemed to just take on a more and more somber face. And then, of course, later we had, in the last couple of decades, we've had his dealings with Chile and with Guatemala, with China, his dealings with China are treasonous. So I thought that Henry Kissinger would be looked upon as damaged goods.
Well, you see, I think that they have so little, so much disdain for the intelligence of the average American that they would be able to slip this thing in. They think that the people are so stupid that they don't realize that this is one of the most evil men in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, this just took my breath away.
I mean, you could pick almost anybody other than Henry Kissinger. This is the most unlikely possible choice, unless, of course, you just want to flaunt with your power American people.
I think that's a lot of it. I think this is an in-your-face, we're going to do what we want. You know, no matter how ludicrous it is, kind of thing.
And, of course, the Christian population just rallies behind our president because, after all, he's born again. But
yeah,
why would a born-again man pick a president pick such an evil man to be the chairman of this committee that's supposed to investigate to find out what the president knew and what the CIA and the FBI knew about the September 11th attack before the attack, and how it was within simply hours of the attack, according to Christian Breitweiser's testimony, the FBI was at the homes, the restaurants, the flight schools of these hijackers.
Oh,
they didn't even know who they were.
Their photographs were on the were being published, you know, on the news media within hours of the attack.
It's amazing FBI work. They had no idea what was coming, but they were just so good afterwards at tracking them down. Well, of course, they were all dead by then. But
well, I just it's so ludicrous that I recall the historic oddity, this German woman writing in the last days of World War II. She was writing to a lady friend, and they were both very wealthy, and she said, you know, I now believe that the SS has been killing Jews systematically, you know, all during World War II. She says, this is outrageous. I oppose it so much. She says, why someone ought to tell Adolf.
Right. We'll be right back here. I have to interrupt you there because we're going to take a break. I simply want to mention to our listeners that if you have children or grandchildren in a government school, you really need to get Phonopoly so they can learn to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. If you want to get them out of the government schools, think about getting the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. And on 22 CDs, you'll have a curriculum that'll take them from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. And the only thing you have to buy will be the Saxon math textbooks, and they're available at a discount from Dr. Robinson's ministry. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARP. And then, of course, if you want to know about the Skull and Bone Society, you want to know about the Bohemian Grove, if you want to know about the other occult organizations working at the highest echelons of our government, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We have a 4-tape set on the Skull and Bones. We have actually 2 books on it, one, The American Establishment, the other, The Secrets of the Tomb. We even have a syllabus that lists the names alphabetically of everybody who's belonged to this occult organization that has provided presidents and Supreme Court justices and the heads of our banks going back to 1833. That's Skull and Bone Society. We have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a great book. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness. In fact, I wrote it. Or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes a video and includes a audio tape and the book for $29.95 plus shipping. Wonderful Christmas gifts. To help people understand what's really going on, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our 4-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is David Bay of CuttingEdge.org. And if you don't go to his website, why, you're missing a great deal. Let's start out with Roger calling in from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, just a quick one, gentlemen. I think we ought to, this is kind of an all too rare opportunity we have to seize on with these milk toast talk shows to point out the obviousness of appointment of Henry the Kissinger, demonstrating that this means that Bush has intent to cover up and has a lot to cover up. That's the only thing that could explain such a jaded personality.
Well, if you ever wanted anybody who was impartial, it would never be Henry Kissinger.
Long-time
employee of the Rockefellers, the man who betrayed Richard Nixon, betrayed the people of Guatemala, betrayed the people of Chile, and of course is betraying the American people today. Okay, anything else you want to say?
No, John Stadtmiller put it beautifully a few days ago. He said, this is like appointing Bela Lugosi to stand watch over the Vestal Virgins to make sure they have an undisturbed night's sleep.
Thanks so much, Roger. Let's go to Claire calling in here from Santa Cruz. Hi, Claire. How are you doing?
Hi, Doctor. Is it Kissinger, then, who's responsible for all our technology being shipped to China?
Well, I can't say that. But if anybody really believes that Bill Clinton let all that go for a few $100,000 in campaign contributions, they're incredibly naive. That was the excuse that was used. But really, we wanted to build up the military potential of the best enemy our money can buy.
I couldn't believe all the technology and the planes and the equipment and the...
This is all preparation for the coming war.
One of the major planning documents is a document called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and in that document it says that once the Great One is in place and his one world order is established, America and China shall be armed to patrol the world.
Well, I think people have to understand that, of course, this is attributed to the Jewish elders of Zion. It really isn't. It's an occult
document.
No, it's
not a Jewish document at all.
And I think there's an excellent series of books, The Occult Establishment, The Occult Hierarchy, and The Occult Underground, written by a man named James Webb, a Cambridge scholar. And shortly after he finished writing that and exposed this whole thing, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, as an occult document, not as a Jewish document, why he up and died as a very young man. Anything else you want to say, Claire?
Well, this brings up the question, if U.S. and China were armed to patrol the world, that would seem like we wouldn't be at each other's throats then, right?
Much of us being at each other's throat is theater.
All right.
And you need that, it's stage theater. God says in Revelation 17:17 that during the end of the age period, that the final kings of the world would cooperate, would act in harmony in order to bring about all of his prophecies.
Yes.
And since the world has already been reorganized into 10, and China is nation number 10, America is part of NAFTA, which is nation number 1, and Russia is nation number 5 in this 10-nation reorganization plan, we should understand that Revelation 17:17 is being fulfilled, and they are secretly cooperating with each other in spite of all the rhetorical public bantering. And you see this perfectly in the unreal United Nations Security Council vote on Iraq after Russia and China and France spent months, like 6 or 7 months, attacking the U.S. for our harsh resolution. What really happened? We had a unanimous vote that came out of nowhere. How did that happen?
Well, because nothing is it appears as it is.
Nothing is that. I love your often repeated phrase that reality is scoffed at and illusion is king.
Amen to that. Hey,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Fred. Bye-bye, Claire. Let's go to Fred calling in from Salinas. Hi, Fred. Question or comment?
Good afternoon. I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and there was a man named Christopher Hitchens, who's a newspaper man. I think he's from the Independent in London. And somebody was questioning about Kissinger being... has been indicted mm-hmm. like in Spain and
I don't think
Argentina.
He's been, but I think they might like to indict him, and with good justification.
Well, I thought, no, this is what he said, that he has been indicted.
Well, maybe we
as
maybe
a
he
war
has...
criminal in so many countries now that he can't hardly leave the country because he could be grabbed any place and sent to be. I don't know if they'd send him to Geneva or to...
As they tried to send Pinochet, the Spanish court indicted him, but of course the English wouldn't send him, would not send him to Spain to stand trial. You may well be right.
It would be the world court that he would go to.
Or either that or the International Criminal Court.
Criminal Court.
If you remember, Henry Kissinger, during the time of Nixon, he was Secretary of State, he talked a lot about real politic with politic ending in the letter K, and it was like a Bismarck view of the world. There were no moral standards. The only thing that mattered is whether the politics coming out of the Oval Office would work on the world scene. And
right.
So we had the carpet bombings of Cambodia and Laos, and we had so many of the killings of innocent civilians there, and our own troops being sprayed, and then adventures in South America where democratic countries were overthrown. It's all of this is a direct outgrowth of his real politics, which was based upon absolutely no morality.
And in fact, when they had the hearings on the prisoners, American POWs were abandoned, and the two secretaries of defense, one of them was Schlesinger, I've forgotten who the other was, said yes, they knew that we had left American prisoners behind, and Henry Kissinger went before the committee and said we did not leave any prisoners behind, and he knew we had. And he knew, of course, that the Vietnamese would not release him because he'd promised to give them $4 billion after the war, and the Congress wouldn't authorize the money. So he simply lied to the American people, and he lied to the Senate, and he knew he was lying. But, of course, who is going to say anything about it? Well, hey, we've got Larry calling from Louisiana. We're going to have to run. Thanks so much for calling, Fred.
Thank you.
And you may be right. Maybe he was indicted overseas, and we didn't hear about that. But, Larry, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. Kissinger is perfect. It puts together perfectly the Skull and Bones member and the Bohemian Grove member. I mean, it just links them together.
Right. He is. Kissinger is a member of Bohemian Grove. Right.
Right.
Henry also make a statement one time that we wouldn't accept the United Nations troops on the streets of America now, but if we had a big disaster, we'd just be begging love to have them.
He said that after after the Los Angeles riots and the Rodney King.
Okay. I'd like to ask you about the electronic mark of the beast. If it was given to people and they didn't know it was being given to them, do you think that they would be held responsible for that?
You're talking about when maybe some nice little vaccination they want to give us to protect us from the evil smallpox or the evil anthrax or maybe the evil flu that they're dying now over in Africa of a flu bug in Uganda where we usually experiment with our new diseases. So maybe they're going to bring the influenza back. I don't know. What do you think about that, David?
Well, the Bible scholars have always said that the major reason that God is so angry over the mark of the beast is that people will, by taking it, people will be worshiping Antichrist. And in studying the occult, as they plan a worldwide Luciferian initiation in which the mark will be taken, they plan on making it very clear to people that taking this mark, this electronic mark under the skin, will be a symbol of their loyalty to the Christ, to Antichrist.
Okay.
So So people will not at that point there is a mark, and then which may be a precursor to the ultimate mark of the beast, but the mark is of the beast, and what that means is A mark is a symbol of worship of the beast. And it's going to be a very special time in world history.
Well, of course.
When people will be asked to take us. And see, nobody at this time, during this Luciferian initiation after Antichrist arises, nobody will be forced to take it. If you don't take it, they'll put you on a truck and take you to a guillotine. And they'll behead you. That's biblical, and that's what the Illuminati plans.
Well, of course.
So it's not a matter of being forced. You either do it or you die.
Well, I would say that the people who tell you to go ahead and take the digital chip that they want to put into us are maybe playing with some very dangerous things, because I believe that will be the mark of the beast.
Well,
let's go to Spencer from Ohio. Hi, Spencer. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Is your guest saying that we have guillotines in the United States?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just said that when the worldwide Luciferian initiation is undertaken, the Illuminati plans, it's in their writings, that they will behead people with a guillotine. And of course, that is exactly what the Bible says in the Book of Revelation.
Okay. Anything else, Spencer?
Yes, Mr. Kissinger, a Kamikaze, and didn't he write the report from Iron Mountain?
No, he did not write the report from Iron Mountain, and I don't know that he's a Kamikaze. I think he's way above that. Anything else, Spencer?
Oh, but we do know that he danced in the nude with Merv Griffin.
Okay, I don't know that he danced in the nude at all, although I do know there is some naked dancing going on up at the Bohemian Club. Anything else you want to say there, David?
Well, I'm just saying, nobody's going to put a mark on me, because I know the ultimate plan of it. But I would not go so far as to say that people like today who are taking this digital chip, are they committing the sin of taking the mark of the beast?
Well,
I don't think
course.
So.
Why would they take it unless, of course, they did worship the economic system, which is the system of the mark? And are you willing to gamble their eternal destiny that you're right and that I'm wrong?
Well, no, I'm not. But Antichrist has not arisen. Antichrist is, the false prophet has not taken its place. The 7-year tribulation has not begun.
Yeah, but they haven't forced us to take this yet either.
No, they haven't.
Right,
like I said, I'm not going to take any mark under the skin, but I'm not, I would not say that that a person that does so today is committing the sin of the mark of the beast.
Well, of course.
Right now. Because this event is going to be a very carefully orchestrated event. That once Antichrist gets established and he gets accepted by the people of the world as being a Messiah figure, after he gets accepted as the Jewish Messiah and he gets temple worship set up, then he's going to organize and orchestrate a very, very important worldwide Luciferian initiation, and at that point the mark of the beast will be forced.
All right, we're going to have to take a moment or two here and tell our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that by giving us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more, really as much as you can afford, well, we'll send you the three best tapes of the month. We'll send you our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America. 5 hours every day on radio and internet, 3 hours on satellite, 2 hours on shortwave, reaching people not only across America, but across the world. In fact, at our recent conference in Aptos, we had somebody there from Germany who listens to us regularly on the internet, and we know we have these listeners throughout the world. And when you join the Radio Liberty family, you become part of our effort. And then, of course, we also ask you to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can hear our programs. We ask you to tell others about our programs and about our internet site at RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. Encourage them to listen to our programs. Encourage them to get our material. And encourage them to join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation, or any nation conceived under God, can long endure. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable to regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is David Bay, and of course his website is cuttingedge.org, and you can go there, and he's constantly got fascinating new articles up there to give you insight into this spiritual battle that we talk about, and I think you'll find it a fascinating, fascinating site. Again, it's cuttingedge.org. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and of course we'd love to hear from you. If you agree, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that Henry Kissinger was a great choice, and we're really going to get to the bottom and find out why there were no planes that went to intercept the hijacked planes, and why for an hour and 40 minutes, with America at maximum alert, our bases all over the world on alert, the bases here in the Monterey Bay area, bases all across America were alert, knowing the attack was coming, not one plane went into the air to intercept those four hijacked planes. Can you really believe that happened by accident? Do you really believe that Henry Kissinger is going to get to the bottom of the real story? And if you haven't read Kristen Breitweiser's testimony before the Senate Select Committee on September 18th of this year, and remember when, of course, she gave that testimony, the reporters were all there, the video cameras were running, but how many of you remember seeing or hearing about her testimony? Well, we've reproduced the entire testimony, and it's the October newsletter. We'll be glad to send it to you if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I think it's very, very important that you read it and then analyze what she said and check out the facts and realize, of course, that this is one of the greatest cover-ups of all time. And, of course, what happened on September 11th was not simply a group of hijackers that, were able to put this over because our intelligence agencies were confused and they weren't talking to one another. Oh, it was just a terrible, terrible mistake. And yet within hours, we knew who they all were. Oh, come on now. Do you really expect the American people to believe that? And tragically, if Henry Kissinger and George Bush have their way, they will believe it. Well, David, what can we do to get the American people to realize that this is simply another cover-up, another Pearl Harbor, another investigation, as we had with the Warren Commission to find out who killed President Kennedy? Because to this very day, many of those records on Pearl Harbor and on the murder of President Kennedy are still classified because they don't want the American people to get the truth. How can we get the truth about what happened on September 11th?
Well, the Bible says that the wicked shall never understand that the end of the age is upon them. The wicked shall never understand. And we at Cutting Edge have taken this literally. And that's why, you know, we believe that that a person has to be spiritually awakened and born again before they will really understand what's going on. And as we've discussed before, the primary force behind this coming New World Order, which is the Kingdom of Antichrist, is a spiritual force. It's a demonic spiritual force. And I don't think that anything short of a massive Holy Spirit revival, Holy Spirit quickening of the people, will open any number of eyes. Certainly, if you know, some people see it, but I think we are a very small part of the population. The average Joe on the street just does not see it and will not see it. And this is an in-your-face kind of a, you know, of an appointment. Here we have a president that is, that claims to be born again, claims that he seeks the face of God, and yet he appoints a Henry Kissinger to be the head of a, you know, of a major commission like this. Everybody should look at this, at this appointment and realize a birds of a feather flock together, and that George Bush is not, repeat, not the born again Christian he claims to be.
Well, it's certainly only God knows what's in his heart, but you have to ask why he would pick, of all the people in this 275 million people in the United States,
why
Henry
would he pick
Kissinger?
Why would he pick all of the Illuminous CFR people to be members of his cabinet? You know, Cheney and Powell and all the others.
Condoleezza Rice, of course. All these people come from the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
Most Americans do not know that there was a ship. It was known as the Condoleezza Rice. It used to, of course, go into Angola to take oil. It was an oil tanker. But as soon as, of course, she was appointed to become the National Security Advisor, why, they changed the name of the ship? Because they couldn't know that Condoleezza Rice, as with Cheney, as with Rumsfeld, all of them are deeply involved with oil. And, of course, we attack Afghanistan because, of course, they are the route by which the oil pipeline will go from the Caspian Sea down into the Arabian Sea. And then, of course, we're attacking Iraq, which is one of the richest sources of oil. We have our troops stationed in Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and Tajikistan and Azerbaijan and in Pakistan. We have our troops stationed all throughout that whole incredible area. What are all these American troops doing in there, guarding these ruthless communist dictators who rule the independent communist states? Every one of them an ex-member of the Communist Party? And are the American people really dumb enough to believe that communism is dead, or that Gorbachev, who's touring all over America, former head of the KGB, a former, of course, premier of the Soviet Union, you know, has really changed his stripes, or that Putin, who is a colonel in the KGB and is now the premier and such a good friend of our president, in fact, our president, looked into his eyes and just knew he was an honest man? And yet, of course, the KGB has been financing bin Laden and this whole Islamic terrorist movement right along with the CIA for many years.
Well, as we point out, and you know, as we demonstrate quite conclusively in our, in you know, seminar two, America determines the flow of history. The Illuminati created communism in the first place in 1846, and we've been on a big charade ever since then. But I have been studying the Illuminati plan to produce Antichrist now for 16 years, and I tell you, George Bush has followed the Illuminati plan to perfection since 9/11.
No.
Absolutely to perfection.
Well, you know, this last hour I had William Sneblin on, who, of course, was a very high-ranking Satanist, had gone up through the ranks of Masonry and then at the Rites of Memphis and Mithraeum and working towards the Palladian Rite. And, of course, you've heard his story about.
Yes.
Why don't you tell our listeners about what Bill Sneblin told you about what he was told by Manly P. Hall in the early 30s. Manly P. Hall, the leading Satanist in America.
He was told that that the trigger for World War III that would produce Antichrist would be an attack on Iraq, followed by, and of course, that attack on Iraq would be followed by chemical and biological terrorist attacks in the United States.
He was told, of course, about the first war with Iraq. Now, that would have been in 1990, 1991. And then about the second war, and, of course, it would be preceded by a war with Afghanistan in 1991 and a war with Iraq in the year 2002. Now, of course, this is 18, 19 years ago, 20 years ago, so they may be just a year, a few months off. We may not get into Iraq until the first of next year. We may get in next month. Who knows what their plans are. But if you read what these Islamic radicals are saying, they say, if you kill our people, we will kill your people. You attack our towns, we will attack your towns. You know, where are the American people going to wake up and understand that wars, you never know when you start a war where it is going to end up, and there's one thing worse than a war, and that's losing a war.
Well, the plans that I've read, you know, from Alice Bailey and from you know, Bill Cooper's books and others, they talk about terrorist attacks in our cities as being part of the plan to bring panic, into our country so that they can dissolve our government. But they don't mention by whose hand the terror is going to come. That was added later in the Islamic terrorists.
Well, of course.
So the terror and the plan for terror and the plan for panic in the cities was planned well before they decided that it would be the Islamic militants that would do it.
Well, for anybody who doubts that our government is planning on terrorist attacks here, needs to get the Council on Foreign Relations report called New World Coming Report. It was put out by the National Commission on the Security in the 21st Century. It was actually published in September of 1999. We have that. It's complex. It's probably 125 pages. And it basically tells about Americans dying in American cities from the terrorist attacks that are coming.
Right.
Have you read that report, David?
I haven't read that report.
I mean, I'll tell you, any of our listeners out there, give
Watch
us a call
to.
At 1-800-5-HIV.
Well, what about Operation Northwood?
Right.
All you have to do is read Operation Northwood.
Right.
And you understand that the American government is quite capable of planning, you know, creating a plan that will kill Americans.
Well, I think that we actually offer the Operation Northwood tour. Do you have that up on your website?
I do.
Well,
I've written an article on Operation Northwood.
If you can go up to David's website and get Operation Northwood, if you don't have access to it, we offer it through our ministry at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. David, we're out of time. Give your parting thoughts, please.
Well, this shows the true nature of George Bush. When he would go to a Henry Kissinger to head up an inquiry, it shows not only his true, you know, Bush's true nature as being an illuminous president, but it also shows that this whole issue is going to be whitewashed to deflect all of the blame away from the government for 9/11.
Well, of course, we can't let the American people know that those 3,000 people were sacrificed in name of expediency to bring us into this new world order, this new world religion. God bless you, David.
Thank you very much
for being with us. And again, it's cuttingedge.org. Go there, and we'll be talking to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was David Bay. I hope you enjoyed the program, if you can enjoy something like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that there's a spiritual battle out there, and if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, you need to have one. If you'd like to call us, we'd be glad to talk to you about it. But only your understanding of the spiritual nature of what we're up against is going to get you through the very difficult times that lie ahead. And I've been at this for 40 years, and I've never had the feeling of urgency that I have now to try to let as many people as possible know that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And so we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, God will turn his back on this country forever. And, of course, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back again Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Yes, go ahead.